Where did he go on his first trips? Visit any foreign places?
He went over to Paddy. Paddy was in Germany. He went over to Paddy, and he stayed over there. And then he took that. It's a railroad. And he went up to Austria and around. He didn't get over to Ireland. Paris, he went to Paris. He was on his own there. Then they rented a house, all of them, down in East Hampton. The Hamptons, anyhow. I don't know, was it East or West? Mm-hmm. A whole group of them.
Do you remember any other family stories that stand out?
No, as I say, there were a long group of them. Mm-hmm. And his cousin, Billy Furlong, he's retired now. He was a cop with narcotics. They all got along, a bunch of boys. And we got down there for a weekend, I think, in a nice little place.
What comes to mind when I ask you to describe him, his qualities, a story that you could characterize Joseph?
Really, he was a good boy, that's all I could say.
Good to everyone.
He was, and the crossing guard, of course, we had around the corner, 212th, and you'd hear a pat of feet when he get across the street and run up to school. And it was nice. She said, Mary, you know, she said, the Levy girls and Joseph, they're the only ones, good morning. And then, of course, when he got bigger, she said one time, she said, I didn't see him. And he says, put his arms around her. And how are you doing, Jane? Keeping up with the traffic. He had a nice, very nice way with him, young people and old people.
He made friends easily.
He was very well liked. I was saying the other day, he was a neighbor in the house. When he'd see him, Mr. McCune, always asking questions. And, of course, the girls the same way. So he told me Mary, you have the dumbest kids in Inwood. I said, I do? Why? Anything you ask them, I don't know. I said, Jim, that's the way I told them. They stay out of trouble. You don't know. So I had the dumbest kids. But Joseph, that man asked you how much you had to, what you had to eat. But I said, you don't be disrespectful. I said, he's older. You stop and talk to him. Yes, I do. I stop and talk to him. So,
are you like him in any way? Or is he like you in any way?
I know. He was a softy, too. The only thing he was, I'd say he was 5 or 6. We went to see Huckleberry Finn.
Movie.
In the movie. Down on Dyckman Street, which was quite a walk from our place. But it was sad. And Daddy, both of us, my poor mother, God rest her, used to say my bladder was near my eye because I could cry at the drop of a hat. And Joe was very,
Huckleberry Finn choked him up?
And Jim, the big black guy. Mm-hmm. Something happened to Jim. I forget, but he cried. Will they get Jim? Mommy, will they find Jim? Oh, my God. All the way home, finally, I had to make up a real bad lie that something came over the TV that they said they found Jim, and he was all right. I never thought he was. That was Jim. And
how old was he?
I was about 5 or 6, I think. Yeah.
Really shook him up,
and
huh?
Then the doctor, he had to have stitches. He had to have stitches in Jewish Memorial. And
what happened to him?
Well, one of the girls went into the bathroom and didn't close the bathroom door. And, of course, that was the only one with just 3 rooms, treats and modesty and what have you. So he went to close it, and he pulled, I guess, with this hand, and he caught, you know, where it closes, the finger. I think it was hanging off. Ooh. So I got him down to Jewish Memorial, and I kept telling him, don't cry. Don't cry. Don't act up at all. I'll be outside. Mommy will be outside. Don't cry because they don't like anyone that cries. Well, then I thought he was dead because he didn't leave. He never left a murmur out of till they gave him the tetanus shot, and then he yelled for mommy. So then we had to go. We were with the hip. Dr. Siegel looked at us, and he said, "Joseph, you had to be a great little lad." So he turned to me, he says, "Mrs. Levy," it was an Asian doctor. He said, "This is a work of art. This is him, you know, saying about the doctor that did it." He said he had to be a very, oh, I said, "Doctor," I warned him so many times. He said he did a beautiful job.
He was very, very good.
And then he went to a dentist and he came out, and Mrs. Levy, I said, "Yes, it's me." He said, "Was Joseph ever at a dentist before?" I said, "No, they recommended you." He said, "Well," he said, I've worked on children," but he said, "What a nice boy."
It was a unanimous.
But as I say, Joe and I were quiet. We weren't. But both of us sentimental.
Did he win any awards?
He got a lot of awards. On the honor roll all through Kapawa and all through Manhattan College and the Honor Society.
So he won all those awards.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was an honor student all through, Good Shepherd too, but that was grade school, but all through Power Memorial and, of course, Manhattan College.
He did very well in college too.
Very good, yes.